This content is an original work of creative fiction owned by me, Hannah Slamma. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons. My work is by adults, for adults, and about adults. This is a portrayal of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to others in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial use. Do not post or rehost my work or any others without express consent of the artist involved. Enjoy!
Hey. Morning, big boy. How'd you sleep? Yeah, me too. I was alright. I feel kinda hungover. Do you? We must have passed right out last night. Ugh, I need some water. Wanna come downstairs with me to get some? We can make breakfast too. Alright, come on. What do you want to do for breakfast? Because I'm starving. I could probably eat the entire kitchen. No, the food, dummy, not the actual kitchen. What is wrong with you? Anyway, we should, probably get some protein and sugar for the hangover. I heard that's a good thing for my friends that party. Maybe a college-style breakfast, since we're both so tired still. Bro? How about a sloppy breakfast favorite? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yes, lots of water for both of us. Sound good? Okay, yeah, I thought you'd like that. So, I'm not sure what to... I don't know exactly how to... Ugh. So we should probably talk about last night, right? I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I want you to know it's okay. Let me start making breakfast. I know what we did was kind of weird, but I don't want you to freak out about it. It was just a little bit weird. I mean, I didn't come home for the weekend planning to jerk off my brother's huge cock, you know? No. It wasn't bad. I had fun. It was just weird. Well, you're not saying anything, jerk. So what if I keep using the same word? It is weird. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how else I feel about it. It was fun, right? I've been thinking about it because, like, I think I enjoyed what we did, but I'm not really sure that means we should have done it, you know? Like, maybe I shouldn't have touched your dick like that last night. I don't know how to feel. I mean, I don't feel bad. And I don't want you to feel bad. I love you. You're my twin. My buddy. My partner in crime. The last thing I want is for you to feel bad about what happened between us. We both wanted it, right? I know how safe I feel around you. I know you've always got my back. I know I can tell you anything and you'll never judge me or think I'm crazy, and that's really important to me. Our bond is special, and I know that. I don't know, I mean, the hormones, the alcohol. I know we had fun, but I don't know what it means, you know? I'm sorry if I'm making this awkward. I just know I care about you, and I don't want things to be weird between us. I love you. You're so good to me. You're my twin brother. You're always there, especially when I need you, and you know I'll always be there for you, too. That's important. I just don't want to put that in danger. But at the same time, if we both enjoyed it, I want us to do things like that together, too. To enjoy touching each other. Practicing. And I really think it was good practice for both of us. You know, you have to practice if you want to be good at things in life and... Shut up! I do not sound like Mom! Whatever, Butthead. I'm being serious. Sex stuff is, like, important in life, you know? Things happen, it comes up. So I can see why it's good to learn how to do it. But what I meant is, it just feels like we're not supposed to be doing it. What would Mom and Dad think if they knew what we did? They would go crazy. Can you imagine Mom knowing about last night? The look on her face while she thinks about my hand pulling on your dick? I can't even begin to think about all the ways they'd freak out and try to meddle in our lives if they knew what happened. So I think they can't know. Nobody can ever know. Pinky promise? Thank you. You're my brother. I love you and I respect you, you know? Like, because of that, I don't want to try to control your life. Unlike our parents. I know I can trust you no matter what. I feel like that's our thing. Our lives are complicated, and I'm just worried something might slip out talking to friends, and it's not about me and you, I promise. It's the thought of other people finding out that makes me really scared. But on the other hand, I have to admit, I really enjoyed what we did. I mean, the way it felt. It was so warm, and like, I knew it was yours, my brother's, but I wasn't really thinking about that. I was just thinking about what it looked like and how great it felt in my hand. It was great practice, but it was also a lot of fun. If we can just look at it that way, then it's all okay, right? And to be honest, I didn't sleep that well last night because I kept thinking about what we did and having conflicting feelings. Well, I kept bouncing back and forth between how it felt so wrong and how much I shouldn't have done it. And then I thought, well, I mean, it already happened, so I might as well enjoy it, but then I start thinking that I shouldn't even be thinking about it, and it's all in my head, you know? Because you're my brother. Well, I mean, you're not just my brother. I have to talk to you about this because you're my best friend. Oh. Really? You felt the same way? Well, that makes sense. I mean, we think the same way, but it also makes me feel better. Just like always, we're in this together, huh, bro? I don't know if what we're doing is right or wrong, but I know that it was fun. I know it was something that I really wanted to do for a long time, and it was nice to be able to do it with someone like you, because I just felt so safe and protected. We grew up together. You know everything about me, all my stupid secrets. This is different, though, because it felt dangerous. Because we're not supposed to. People would be so weird about this if they knew what we did. I just feel so much better now that we're actually talking about it, you know? Okay. Well, eat your PB&J, and let's just relax a bit and try not to think about it. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be real hard. Dum-dum. Hey, bro. How are you feeling? Any better? How much water have you had? I'm feeling better too. Like alive again. I was thinking about our weekend and what we should do about the party and all that. I love your input. So it's Friday. We can still throw the party tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, I guess. I mean, we can do whatever we want because there's no parents around. Oh, not tonight? Okay. Well, let's start telling people tomorrow then. Sound good? I think I can still get that boy to come over. Who knows what kind of fun we could get into. You should really try to find someone for you too. I mean, I feel like it's not awkward for us talking about it, right? We got over that this morning. Good. I just want this to be normal, whatever that means. I want to be comfortable and have fun with you. But I do think we got a lot of good practice last night. You know, in technique and duration. Nobody wants the party to end right away, if you catch my drift. Yeah, I hope that's okay. I mean, you didn't come. It's not exactly like I was giving my brother a handjob because I wanted to sexually. It's just practice. Look at it that way. But, like, also, you have a really nice big cock. And that was fun. So, I hope you had fun, too. Yeah. I'm still feeling a little weird about it. Yeah, me too. We'll figure it out. I'm just glad we're on the same page. And, you know, it was nice to play around together. I was surprised that you have such a nice dick to play with or practice with. I know I've seen it before, but not like on purpose. I didn't really ever look at it up close, and I mean, I thought about it before, but, like, not in a weird way. I've thought about your dick in, like, a platonic way. I mean, we're twins, so if I were a boy, I would basically be you. And it's kind of fun just to think about your dick as what mine would be like if I had one. Don't make it awkward for me. Okay. Have you thought about it? Dude, tell me. You have to. Fair is fair. I had your cock in my hand last night, bro. You have to tell me if you were thinking the same thing as I did. No, not like if you were thinking about me sexually. But if you thought about it, like, if my body would be like yours if you were a girl. What it would be like to have a little pussy like mine. Or these, okay, I'm just gonna brag, I don't care. But don't you wish you had awesome tits like these? They're so much fun. I mean, yeah, they get in the way and all, but they're really nice just to play with and touch every now and then. Like, sometimes I don't even notice. I'll be sitting on the bus or reading a book or something, and I'll just be holding my breast and find myself pinching my nipple. It feels so good. Haven't you ever thought about what that would be like? That's what I mean. That's how I was thinking about your dick. And you have, I mean, we basically have such a beautiful dick. If I had one, your cock is definitely the one I'd want. It's just so mouthwatering. Okay, so, yeah, you thought about it too? Dork. I knew it. See? It's not weird. Well, it is weird, but it's not. It's me and you. Can we? Do you think we could try something else? Like that? I kind of want to know what it would feel like to have your dick between my breasts. And then we could see what it felt like, you know, both of us. I could think about your dick and you could think about my tits. Do you think we could try that? Do you want to? Nothing crazy, just like play around with them a little. And well, we're already in your room, so take off your clothes. Oh, wow. You have such nice muscles. Okay, my turn. Is it okay if I leave my thong on? I mean, we're just exploring and practicing with breast stuff right now, right? So maybe it'll help keep everything non-sexual. Okay. Just lie down there and I'll... Oh, you're getting hard already. I mean, that's... I don't know, it's... I'll take it as a compliment. Before we start, is this crazy? I mean, should we be doing this? Do you want, like, a drink or something? I don't know, that's what people do in the movies before they hook up, dingus. Just answer the question. No? Okay, then let's just practice. If you want to grab my tits, you can just slowly grasp them firmly and slowly like a massage. And I'll grab you. I'm going to put my hand. I'm going to slide my hand down and touch you. And remember, don't come. You can't come, okay? Or else this is wrong. I'm just gonna stroke your cock. Nice and slow. Oh, wow. I love your big cock. Do you like my tits? I hope so. I hope you like it. I hope this is good. I love feeling it. It's so warm and pulsing, and I love feeling it throbbing and growing. Just, yes. Yes, you can touch my nipples. No, I mean, don't put your mouth on them. That's too far. I just touch them. And maybe if you wanted to pinch. Oh, yeah. That feels great. Okay. Now what if we put your dick between my tits like this? And... Oh, that feels good. Oh, I love this. Just slide it back and forth a little. Just like that. Right between my tits. Please. Oh, God. Is this okay? Yeah. Pinch me. What if I... Would it feel better if I add some saliva? Oh, keep touching me like that. What if I just... lick it or spit... All right. No mouths. Okay. Do you mind if I touch myself a little bit over my panties? Because it'd probably feel really good. Yeah. That feels great. Oh, I'll keep doing that. Keep sliding it back and forth. Keep groping me. Squeeze my titties. Oh, please. Your head keeps hitting my chin. No, it's okay. Don't stop. Just keep going. I like seeing it come towards me like that. I'll just try not to. Oh, please. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, touching myself. I love this. Hey. Watch out. You made it touch my lips. Remember, we're not doing mouth stuff. We're just practicing. I just wanna... It's so close. I can't... Oh, please. Oh, keep going. I want to... No. Pinch me again, please. Maybe I'll just stick my tongue out. Oh, God. Oh, I licked it. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. No, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm like... I was thinking... A little lick, just for a second, just to see what it tastes like. Oh God, I'm close. I think. Okay. Maybe we need to slow down. Okay, sorry. No. No, wait, you can't come, we have to stop for real. Everything's fine, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't... No, nothing's wrong. I mean, I licked it, but... We didn't. You didn't. Come. It's okay. It's better than okay. It's... Oh, God, it's so good. Okay, hang on. Give me a sec. I need to breathe. I think I need to lay down. Move over. That was so close, bro. I wonder what next time is gonna be like. Oh, yeah. I think we both know by now these practice sessions are fun for both of us. Almost too much. We can only keep doing this as long as it's not, like, real. We're twins, after all. Brother and sister. So remember, this is only okay as long as you don't come.